From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to begin this hour with President Bush, his popularity among Republicans, and how that is playing in the presidential race. Overall, Mr. Bush's job approval rating is just 30%, and on the stump, Republican candidates rarely mention his name unless asked. Compare that with this recording from 2004. Here's the president being introduced by George Pataki, then the governor of New York.
He is one of those men God and fate somehow lead to the fore in times of challenge. And he is lighting the way to better times, a safer land, and hope. He is my friend. He is our president. President George W. Bush.
Now, you won't hear anything like that out on the campaign trail this year, but still, polls show that more than 60% of Republican voters do approve of the job the president is doing. And according to a new CBS poll, half of Republicans still say the war in Iraq is going well. NPR's David Green went out on the road this week to speak to Republicans about the president.
Jackie Rumond is a single mom from western Iowa, and she's explaining why her part of the country leans more conservative.
We're next to Omaha, and yeah, Omaha is a big city, but on the other hand, we still keep our roots.
She lives in the city of Council Bluffs and is taking me through the center of town.
This is Hillary Clinton's office here in Council Bluffs, Iowa, but you don't want to go there. It's not a good place.
She picked somewhere else to go.
This is Mike's place. They have karaoke, pool, darts, and live music. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights.
But Mike's is pretty quiet when I sit down with Jackie. She gets a beer and a cigarette, and I get to asking her about Iraq.
I'm not fatigued by the war at this point. I am so proud of the men and women who fight for us. I am so proud of the ones who have died for us because they are the ones keeping us free and keeping those Muslims out of our country.
President Bush, she says, is keeping the U.S. safe and free, and she says she gets upset when Republican candidates don't want to talk about the president.
And I am ashamed of the Republicans that don't want to mention his name. I mean, it's sad.
One of those Republican candidates shows up in Council Bluffs the very next morning at a middle school.
And without further ado, I'd like to bring on Rudolph Giuliani, the mayor, and the next president of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Giuliani tells 150 or so voters that his campaign has 12 commitments, and he says they're not focused on the past.
Because they're all pointed toward the future, and that's what we should all be talking about. And never, ever get too far down. I work for Ronald Reagan.
And Reagan, he suggests, was a president who understood the importance of being optimistic.
God blessed us in a way that we have an obligation to, in each generation, make things better.
So, Giuliani talks about Reagan. He doesn't bring up George W. Bush. One of the people listening to him was Craig Halverson. He's a Republican who voted for Mr. Bush twice, but he says he's angry that the president supported an immigration plan that would offer eventual citizenship to some illegal immigrants.
And now he comes to me like almost like a traitor, almost.
How does President Bush weigh into you know, your thinking about who you're going to vote for 2008?
I try to watch and make sure I don't vote for anybody that's just like President Bush. I think most people know to not side anything along with anything with Bush or it'll bring themselves down.
From western Iowa, it's on to another Republican part of the world, upstate South Carolina.
Yeah, we use 1 ton of sugar a week, every week, to make our sweet tea here.
Southern sweet tea is what you drink at the Beacon Drive-In, a rightly famous greasy spoon in Spartanburg, where the kitchen calls out orders in their own language.
Hey, give me a cheeseburger with an all the way. Hey, plenty.
Plenty means all the fixins, as I learned from Norma Jean Tucker when she invites me to sit and chat at her booth.
What'd you order today?
A steak of plenty.
And what is that?
It's a steak sandwich, lettuce and tomato on it, and French fries and French fried onions.
And you took care of it pretty good there.
Yeah, we shared one. We're not supposed to be eating.
Norma Jean is 72. She and her husband, Clayton, have been coming to the Beacon Drive-In for 50 years, since back when servers were mostly delivering burgers out to the parking lot.
You bring your date here for a hamburger.
And was this young lady your date?
Oh, yeah, she's a high school sweetheart.
They also shared a love for President Bush, and once the couple polishes off their steak aplenty, they're ready to talk about their president.
I voted for him twice, but I don't know, it seemed like he's lost it, you know. He don't. I just not really been happy with things that's been happening over the last few years. You know.
He says he's mostly troubled with the situation in Iraq. His wife agrees. She says it doesn't matter to her if the Republican candidates talk about the president or not, but there's one message she does want to hear from them.
Let's bring our boys home. We're not helping them. They're doing more harm for themselves, and we cannot help them.
The Beacon Drive-In is a place where presidential candidates often stop in this early primary state, and as the Tuckers are eating, Mitt Romney arrives in the other room.
I'm going to speak to you for a few minutes and then turn to questions that you may have.
Romney decides not to mention President Bush on his own. But after he finishes, 80-year-old Glenn Isaac asks him this.
Governor, would you give us your position on our current president, Bush, and the Iraqi war?
The Iraqi war and the president.
On the Iraq war, Romney says mistakes were made, but that he supports the American troop surge. And Romney quickly turns the subject away from Iraq to terrorism.
Despite the fact that a lot of people want to be critical of the president, I hope we remember that this president has kept us safe.
Afterwards, I catch up with Glenn Isaac. He says Romney answered his question just right. On Iraq, he says the president did make mistakes.
Well, is there a human being ever lived that didn't make mistakes? As I know, there was only one, that was Jesus Christ.
Isaac says he was happy Romney said good things about the president.
It's the answer that I believe in.
Is it important to you to get an answer like that? I mean, if Republicans came through here and were critical of the president, would that cause you to not want to vote for them?
Yes, it would. Absolutely.
Isaac may not have to wait long to test out other candidates. Word spreading that Republican John McCain and others will be coming to Spartanburg soon, right there to the Beacon Drive-In.
Hey, Calvin, add a Beacon Burger, hey, plenty.
David Green, NPR News.